When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
After 3 decades, could wrestling be coming home? Plus, a cancelled NXT star made their return last night, and we could be seeing a call-up during the WWE draft. For Wednesday, September 29th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I'm going to make it happen one way or another. The UK is going to get a significant WWE pay-per-view, and it's the last thing I'm doing.
Years of hurt never stops me dreaming. SummerSlam 1992 gets its 30th anniversary next year. What better way to mark the occasion than by doing it all again? So this began earlier in the week when Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful reported that WWE are looking to hold some major stadium events across the world in 2022. We know at least two coming out of Saudi Arabia, several in the US, and one in the UK. Alex McCarthy of TalkSport has done some investigative journalism on the UK stadium event and has come back with some very interesting findings and some very exciting findings as well. So last week, whilst WWE were in the UK on their tour, they met with the people behind the Principality Stadium in Cardiff. And Alex McCarthy understands that that stadium is now the front runner to host a UK stadium event next year. An event that could very possibly be SummerSlam 2022. Now, the Principality Stadium is quite the choice for WWE. A lot of people overseas, when they think of stadiums in the UK, you immediately default to Wembley. Well, the Principality is a stadium that hosted major football events when Wembley was unable to do so. It has a capacity of, in terms of written down, over 74,000. However, nearly 80,000 were in attendance during Anthony Joshua's fight at the Principality in 2017. And that is a setup, as Alex McCarthy from TalkSport says, that is similar to that a wrestling show would have. So you could be hitting very close to that 80,000 number with the Principality and a WWE UK event. Now, Alex does go on to say that it's not a signed deal with the Principality in Cardiff, nor would that major event be SummerSlam, but the time frame that they are looking at is around the time of SummerSlam. So it could very well still be the case that happens. But of course, we are going to keep you up to date. This is fluid as it comes. Massive pat on the back to Alex McCarthy, who has done some amazing research into this, and you can check it out on their website. And when we know more about it, of course, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Last week, when I went back to the locker room, I saw nothing but triggered faces. I don't understand. Joe Gacy is inclusive. And we can solve all of our conflicts with simple discussion and resolution. No one person can change the world. But I'm here to usher in the world to a new normal. I don't want to take too much of your time. I know there is a match coming up. Thank you for your open minds.
That's Joe Gacy, who made his return to NXT 2.0 last night. He was on last week, Tom. He was. But it didn't look likely that he'd be back. So Joe Gacy debuted this new sort of updated Right to Censor Positively Page-esque gimmick, where last week he talked about making NXT 2.0 a safe space, talked about microaggressions and not using his male privilege. This caught the attention of Fox News and the Daily Mail, who both talked about how Vince McMahon slammed woke lefties with their new character. Shortly after this, Joe Gacy videos were pulled from WWE socials and their YouTube channel. And he returned this week to reveal that he hasn't been cancelled and he is in NXT 2.0 to usher in a new normal. So he's sticking around. Maybe deleting stuff was part of the fix. Very, very likely. Full results from NXT 2.0 at cultaholic.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The entire landscape changes. A constant battle for brand supremacy. It's time to shake things up again.
For the first pick of the WWE Draft.
An epic two-night event begins this Friday on Fox. Continues next Monday on USA.
The WWE Draft is looming. Some details about that for you this morning. USA and Fox are very much in the mix on this one. According to Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer, he says, from what I was told today, USA and Fox do know key guys. The key guys are decided, nothing else is. Everything can change. Right now, with NXT, there's supposed to be people drafted from NXT and to freshen up both brands. Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men podcast says that NXT won't be involved in the draft per se. That doesn't mean that we won't see some names called up, which we'll get to in just a moment. On the subject of USA and Fox being aware of the key talent that's going to go back and forth, WrestlingNews.co report that the popular consideration is that Roman Reigns will stay on SmackDown with the Universal Championship. Therefore, Big E will move to Monday Night Raw full-time officially with the WWE title. However, the fact that Fox and USA know the key figures may not necessarily hold as much water as you think it might. Because Brian Alvarez says, before the Fox debut, during the last draft, before they were getting ready to do the draft, they actually aired Fox commercials with certain superstars. Fox were told by WWE that they were getting those stars. Then Vince changed the plan, and they did the draft, and they didn't give them to them. So don't think that just because they told Fox and USA, this is who you're going to get in the draft, and they can't change it, think again. It could very well be the case that they move people around even more. You would hope that USA and Fox would be in the loop with this, because I don't think WWE wants to be upsetting their major TV providers at this time. So NXT aren't going to be involved in the draft. We're not going to see three brands jumping back and forth. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we won't see some call-ups to freshen up both Raw and SmackDown. John Alba reports that Hit Row from NXT, Isaiah Swerve Scott's gang of friends, is one of the names being discussed for a main roster call-up from NXT during the WWE draft. Alba goes on to say, whether it ultimately gets the call will remain to be seen, obviously. We could see Hit Row pop up on SmackDown or Raw. We're going to find out when the WWE draft goes down, starting Friday, ending next Monday. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It's a Footy Wednesday with Ross bringing us some FIFA-licious and Jack and Owen playing Football Manager tonight from 6 p.m. British summertime. Ross at 1 and Jack and Owen at 6. On the podcast feed, it's a brand new Desert Island Graps. I had a chance to have a quick chat with Calvin Tankman, the new signing to Major League Wrestling. He talks about his signing to MLW, how he got into the wrestling world in the first place, his big match in the Opera Cup coming up this coming month, and this weekend, the small matter of his match against Minoru Suzuki. We talk about that, plus he picks three wrestling matches to watch while stranded on a desert island. That's with Calvin Tankman a little later today on the podcast feed. And on the YouTube channel last night, in case you missed it, check out the reactions between Ross and Andrew to Extreme Rules 2021. Who left Extreme Rules with Cultaholics? Big, 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 big gold belt. Find out on the YouTube channel right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.